Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Biggsville, Illinois, with the West Central Heat girls basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. That's awesome. Let's meet the West Central Heat girls basketball team.
I am Danielle McEwen. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a forward.
Jamella Calderon, senior forward.
Abby Steck, junior forward.
Alicia Smothers, junior forward.
Brianna Akers, guard, senior. Right.
Vanessa Yenda, junior center.
Katie Drossi, junior guard.
Shailene Anderson, junior guard.
Kaylee Yates, sophomore guard.
Mallory LeFerry, senior guard.
Summerhill, senior guard.
Jay Blender is the head coach, or was the head coach, of the West Central Heat girls basketball team. What a way to go out, Jay. This team, a regional for the ages, I think, that victory you had last week.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. You know, we got fortunate to be able to host it, which I thought was good for this team. We got the exact draw I wanted. I wanted to play Monday night, get our jitters over the way. I know what that's like. I've had some teams that's been seeded number one, and we haven't fared so well in those cases over the years. So it was really nice to have that situation, got exactly what I wanted, and it worked out beautiful.
Yeah, people said all year, West Central can be a dangerous team, and you proved it in that tournament. You knocked off Abingdon Avon, and then you turned around and knocked off Princeville, both teams that had title aspirations.
Yeah, you know, when you get to this point of the season, you know, team gets hot, team peaks, those types of things. And we had talked about peaking in early February, playing our best ball, and had worked for that. Over our last 15 games, we were 9-6. So, you know, I think we were playing our best ball at the end of the year. And, Princeville and A-Town coming in with 19 wins. It was a lot of fun, and our kids played really hard and put out a nice effort.
Well, and over at the sectional, you gave it a good go up into the third quarter, and then, of course, losing Joni LeFerry really hurt your chances.
Well, yeah, when I seen her come down on her ankle and stay down on the floor, I kind of knew that this is going to get really a lot tougher now against a really good team. And but we were down 8, 5 minutes still in the third and battling. I thought we would make one more run like we did in the first half against them. And, we just, things developed, we couldn't do that.
Tell us about the atmosphere in here for that regional. I heard it was electric.
Oh, it was a packed house, you know. Our girls, come out and seen everybody here. They had a whiteout night, the kids. I bet we had 100 kids here. And the stands were packed. Here at West Central, it was great for the community as well. To get a regional championship, to play for it, they really come out and supported us. And when we went over to the sectional, we had the biggest crowd. So that was fantastic as well.
You've been one of the rocks in this whole thing through the years. It's got to make you proud.
Well, yeah, it's been a great run. I'm never going to say never, but at this point, I'm going to take some time off. If I miss it, there's always coaching jobs to get back into. So. But at this point, I'm going to say I'm retired and move forward. And it's been a great run here in Henderson County. I've had some great kids. And, the administration's been so supportive of what we do over the years. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Jay, it's a neat beat over here for the Hometown Heroes and what was a great run. I wish we could have taken you all the way through into the Super Sectional next week. But what a finish. The kids seem really happy. And I know they wanted to send you out in style, and they sure did.
Yes, they did. And like I said earlier, we're a small county and a small school. And, a lot of those girls, I've coached their parents and went to school with them. So, besides, being a coach, a little bit of friendship and those things, I think, always help.
Jay, congratulations again on being Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Okay, thank you, guys. It's been a blast.
All right, Jay Blender, head coach of the West Central Heat, our FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.